Time now for Dial-A-Doc. Joining us today, Vice President of Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer, Catherine J. Martinez. Good morning, Catherine. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you're a busy lady.
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it is Nursing Week, National Nurses Week. And what can you tell us about nurses during National Nurses Week?
National Nurses Week started officially back in 1992. President Reagan enacted a law declaring a week to celebrate nurses. And that really allows us to celebrate past, present, and future nursing teams. Healthcare organizations across the United States all celebrate the same week. And at FHN, we honor our nurses daily, but this week is special as we honor them for protecting and promoting and improving healthcare while they deliver nursing excellence for those we serve.
And a very valuable asset to all clinics nurses. Now, you're the chief nursing officer, Catherine, at FHN. Why did you choose to become a nurse?
Well, that goes back a long time. I became a nurse for the privilege, really, to care for other people. When I was a child, I was a very sickly child related to asthma. And, you know, when you cannot breathe, it's a very scary situation. And the nurses who cared for me in the hospital, the emergency room, and then the offices were always there, and they cared. And they became my heroes. This year, I'll celebrate 30 years as a nurse. And it's really been an honor for me to care for others, to be there for patients and their families in happy moments and in times of need. And I'm just so lucky that this was my career, because my experiences as a nurse are priceless and have definitely made me a much better person.
Makes you happy to get up and go to work every day, doesn't it?
It does. It's an honor to care for others and know that you make a difference and have that privilege of making a difference every day.
Now, being a nurse, and in particular, being the chief nursing officer along with Vice President of Patient Services, Catherine J. Martinez, by the way, from FHN, what's your background in the field of nursing?
So I received my Bachelor's of Science back in 1988, and I received my Master's of Nursing a few years ago. I started my career back in a neonatal intensive care unit at Rush Presbyterian in Chicago, and then I went to Lutheran General and really specialized in pediatric ICU. In 1992, my husband and I moved to this area, and that's when I started my career here in Freeport. Over the years, I provided direct patient care, but probably for about the last 14 years, I've been in some type of a leadership role at FHN, whether that be a house supervisor or a director. I've been the chief nursing officer for 3 years and then became the vice president of patient services in 2017 as Mark Gridley became our CEO.
That sounds like you've got a wonderful career going. Now, at FHN, how many nurses does FHN employ, Catherine?
We have approximately 600 nursing team members. So many of our team members provide care at the bedside or at the cart side in the hospital setting. But then we also have a large number of our nurses providing care in the office or outpatient settings. We have opportunities to work in areas such as cardiology or behavioral health, surgery, hospice, OB, and the emergency room. So really there's something to fit everyone's needs or what their interests are.
Yeah, once you someone becomes a nurse, they can, I'm sure it's what FHN needs at the time, but I would guess there's some different career routes people could go. Now, what types of nursing careers are available at FHN for our listeners?
Well, we have many different careers within the hospital setting, as well as we have some new exciting roles that are being developed. So as the needs of our community and our patient population changes, FHN has been creating and adopting other roles to meet the patient's needs. So we have roles such as a complex care manager, which is really a care manager in the office practice setting that is working with patients' social determinants of need. So those things that impact our health that we're not necessarily able to change on our own. So complex care managers are able to assist with getting resources for our patients. You know, we have plenty of different opportunities that are float pools as well, where individuals can come in and work in different areas if that's what they like. But otherwise, really, we're trying to always grow our nursing team, and so therefore, just about every opportunity is open.
And you probably kind of covered some of this already, Catherine, but the types of roles that those careers represent?
Really, it's very much, you know, from the nursing role, we try to get our nursing care team built up from the certified nursing assistant role, and that's the way that we start to really develop our team. And so we have different opportunities for growth, and we continue to grow those roles. We have leadership roles open within our nursing team, as well as, again, in all areas our organization serves.
Now, men are becoming more prevalent in nursing. Does FHN have some male nurses?
We do. We have quite a few male nurses on our team. As we look across the United States, I believe the latest statistic is 13% of nurses are males. However, that number is continuing to grow. I read in a recent article in the New York Times, the recruitment of males to nursing has much less to do with gender now and is more focused on the slogan of do what you love and you'll love what you do. And I believe that our male nurses here at FHN would attest to that statement.
Now, we hear frequently there will be a shortage of nurses in the future. How do you see that impacting you folks at FHN?
The United States is expected to experience a shortage of nurses as the baby boomers age, and the need and the complexity of healthcare continues to grow. Problems also compounded by the fact that nursing schools across the United States are struggling to expand their capacity to meet the demand. The shortage in a more rural setting, such as Freeport and surrounding communities, has additional impact to us since the hiring pool is limited. FHN has been very proactive and progressive in our response to this potential shortage. So we are partnering with many colleges and high schools to allow our community members a variety of educational choices to meet their needs. We are extremely competitive in salary, as well as offering various stipends and benefits other local healthcare organizations do not offer. We have opportunities to participate in evidence-based practice and shared governance, which is a big focus within nursing schools right now, as well as we offer many educational assistant opportunities, such as scholarships. Each year, we have the honor of awarding at least three nursing students the Nancy Seeley Scholarship. And this allows the individual to work part-time. They're paid full-time, and they have all tuition and books and fees paid. Nancy Seeley, as the family donated the scholarship money, wanted to make sure that we worked with our nursing students to flex their schedule to be able to promote their success within the program. We also are offering internships for nursing students, which allow skill development and knowledge sharing and an opportunity to experience our delivering excellence culture at FHN, which we feel is very important so that we are aligned once that nursing student becomes an RN. We'll continue to be proactive in our approach to make sure that we're able to provide the healthcare excellence for our communities, which is our vision.
Now, years of schooling for nursing, does that vary between 2 and 4, or does it go more than that?
It does vary. So a Bachelor of Science in Nursing is generally a 4-year program. Associate degree of nursing, the ADN program, which Highland offers, is 2 years within the nursing school. However, there's general education requirements that need to be completed. You know, we are very happy to have our partnership with Highland Community College and always work collaboratively to make sure that the nursing students come to us, we welcome them, and we partner with them to make sure the students are prepared for their future career.
That's great to have that association. Now, if somebody's interested in becoming a nurse or joining the FHN nursing staff, where can they find out some more other than what we've talked about today?
Our website is probably the best area to start first, so www.fhn.org. All our opportunities are listed out there currently. They can also contact Carol Bakey. Carol is our staff recruiter, and she will assist with everything from job shadowing to answering questions and to getting individuals interested in a career at FHN connected to the right folks.
And I can tell from you, and I'm guessing that all the nurses there, just a very rewarding career and makes you happy when you go home at night that you helped a lot of folks, I'm guessing.
It is. It's a wonderful career, and I couldn't be more proud to be a leader of nurses at FHN. We have an amazing nursing team, and each and every day I'm awed and inspired by the work that they do.
It's Dial-A-Doc. We've been talking with Vice President Patient Services and Chief Nursing Officer Catherine J. Martinez. Pleasure talking with you, Catherine. Thanks for giving us some of your busy day today to talk about nursing. You take
You're
care,
welcome.
All righty?
Thank you.
That is our Dial-A-Doc today, and the proceeding's been brought to you by FHN.